Hello, I'm Tom Rollins, president of The Teaching Company. These lectures are part of the Superstar Teachers series. They are produced by The Teaching Company. The lectures on these tapes are titled Europe and Western Civilization in the Modern Age, Part 1. The lecturer is Dr. Thomas Childers. Dr. Childers graduated from the University of Tennessee in 1969 with a degree in history. He received his doctorate from Harvard University in 1976 and is now professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Childers has held visiting professorships at numerous colleges and universities, including Cambridge University, Smith College, and Swarthmore College, and has lectured in London, Oxford, Berlin, Munich, and other universities throughout the United States and Europe. Lecture 1. Introduction, Europe in the Modern Age.
Hello. Welcome to this Teaching Company course on modern European history. My name is Tom Childers, and over the course of the next 48 lectures, we're going to be examining developments, economic, social, cultural, political, across 2.5 centuries, centuries that we have come to view as the modern age. Now, it's obvious that in many ways, every age is a modern age, is the modern world. Every generation views itself as modern. And yet there is a sense in which this term has a very specific meaning, and it is this more specific meaning that we're interested in. It's a rather daunting task, but one I think that is extremely important and particularly relevant at this particular juncture in historical time. For barring a nuclear catastrophe or personal tragedy, most people on this planet will have an opportunity that no one has experienced for 1,000 years. In less than 2 years, not only will our troubled 20th century come to a close, but an entire millennium of human experience. We will be present at the dawning of a new millennium, and yet we belong to this millennium, to this century, to a civilization that has taken form over the past 200 years. What do we actually mean by modern, the modern age, modern Europe? One talks about it quite frequently, but what actually does it mean? At some point in the 19th century, intellectuals, artists, scientists, and political figures began to use the term in a very self-conscious way to describe a set of interrelated developments that had qualitatively and quantitatively changed both the style and substance of social, economic, cultural, and political life in Europe. Those changes, they realized, had not come about overnight, but were the result of a complex series of developments that stretched back at least to the Protestant Reformation of the early 16th century. Those changes, beginning with the Protestant Reformation, were extraordinary in their proportions. The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century was a revolution of immense proportions. It was not merely a theological dispute, but a momentous assault on the very foundations of intellectual and spiritual life in the West, affecting everyone from the most humble peasant to the most powerful noble lord. In the process, it posed a revolutionary social and political challenge to the established secular powers of the West, ushering in almost 2 centuries of conflict, religious war, indeed we might say ideological war. One might argue that the wars of the 16th and 17th centuries represent the first modern ideological conflicts in our history, and in their wake, the unity of the medieval world, of Christendom, of the West, was forever shattered. In the 16th century, at least until the Protestant Reformation, Europeans would have defined themselves first and foremost as Christendom. It was a Christian civilization. The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century would bring that sense of unity, that sense of definition of what is Europe, to an unhappy close. Then, in the 17th century, a century so filled with cultural anguish and intellectual ferment, so soaked in the blood of truly ghastly wars, that in no small way it resembles our own 20th century, new structures of political organization would emerge that would mark the rise of the state, the modern state, that in very altered form is still very much with us today.